Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Coronavirus infections nationwide have risen about 30% in the past 2 weeks. Health officials in a handful of states say the Thanksgiving holiday appears to have sparked a surge in new cases, but Will Stone reports it's a mixed picture.
There were big concerns that the U.S. would see a post-Thanksgiving surge of coronavirus cases. Local health officials in some states are reporting spikes that they believe are linked to holiday gatherings. That includes Massachusetts, California, Texas, New York, and Pennsylvania. Ellie Murray, an epidemiologist at Boston University, says it's still too soon to say conclusively what happened nationally.
It looks from the data that we're in some middle place. It wasn't as bad as it could have been. It wasn't as good as it could have been.
Other states report that they may have dodged a spike on top of another spike in cases, a promising sign as hospitals fill up ahead of Christmas and New Year's. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
The pandemic has reached a critical stage in California, where nearly 54,000 new coronavirus cases were confirmed Wednesday alone. More than 15,000 COVID patients were being treated at hospitals across the state. The hard-hit Los Angeles and San Diego areas have been preparing for mass casualties. U.S. supplies of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine are limited, but the Food and Drug Administration says there is a way to stretch them out. NPR's Sydney Lupkin explains.
Vials of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine are supposed to contain 5 doses, but some of them contain 6 or even 7. Normally, vials are overfilled a little to protect against things like spills, and the remainder gets thrown out. But since COVID-19 is a public health emergency, things are different. The FDA is working with Pfizer to come up with a plan for how to proceed. For now, the agency says it's okay to use every full dose that's obtainable from the vials, and that could stretch our supply beyond the initial 100 million doses purchased by the federal government. However, partial doses should not be combined because the vials don't contain any preservatives. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
The Justice Department has announced charges against a Kenyan national accused of plotting a 9/11-style attack in the U.S. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, the case was unsealed yesterday in New York.
The defendant, identified as 30-year-old Cholo Abdi Abdullah, faces 6 terrorism-related charges. Prosecutors allege that Abdullah is an operative of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group, which is tied to Al-Qaeda. They say Abdullah was training as a pilot in the Philippines as part of a plot to hijack a commercial aircraft and crash it into a building in the U.S. Prosecutors allege Abdullah did research on the security arrangements on planes and how to break into a cockpit from the outside. Abdullah was arrested in the Philippines in July 2019 on local charges. He was transferred to U.S. custody this week and flown to the United States to be put on trial. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Congressional negotiators are still working on a new coronavirus relief package. Lawmakers are trying to hammer out their remaining differences over a $900 billion proposal that includes aid for businesses and the unemployed. It would be the first significant legislative response to the pandemic since March, when Congress approved a $1.8 trillion plan that included jobless benefits and direct payments to individuals. Fiji has declared a state of emergency and imposed a nationwide curfew as Cyclone Yasa bears down on the island chain. Some 600,000 people live in the storm's path, as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Fiji's National Weather Agency says the massive cyclone is closing in on Fiji's tiny islands, with potentially devastating winds and waves forecast to reach as high as 45 feet. Fiji radar and satellite images show that the storm, which officials say is nearly 250 miles across, has already begun pounding Fiji with heavy rains. Yale University's Climate Connection says it's possible the storm could thread the narrow gap between the two main islands. But Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama urged people not to be caught off guard, to board up homes and prepare emergency kits. Fiji is considered especially vulnerable to climate change, particularly a rise in sea levels and extreme weather events. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher. Asian stock markets are also higher. Wall Street closed mixed yesterday, with the Dow losing 44 points. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.